the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy, and this is the Fade the Noise podcast. We hope all of the pomp and circumstance, the brews and barbecue, and the fireworks were done safely and adequately. And we all hope that you enjoyed your 4th of July holiday weekend. Lundy did not get mauled by a bear, though the odds were significant on his camping trip. And I just been hanging out here in Colorado with some old neighbors and friends and really enjoying myself in the process. But let's go ahead and see if we got any explosives left in the arsenal, Lundy, and your pick to click to blast one out of the park here on this midweek edition of the pod. Who do you think is going to touch them all tonight?
Well, I'm not going to steal your thunder, I promise, but I can tell you that your pick is actually my favorite of the day. So I am going to roll to another one. After yesterday's absolute waxing, shall we say.
Brazilian style that or just traditional? Place.
Oh, I think this was full body, what Philly did to Washington yesterday.
Yeah.
11-0. I'm going to say that because Schwarber went yards twice yesterday, I'm going to swing the pendulum back to Reese Hoskins tonight. That's going to be my home run pick. You're looking at a guy who, over the course of the season, has continued to improve. So you go all the way back to the month of April, his batting average was sub 200. Then you get into May and you're like, okay, we're showing a little bit of a pulse here. He brings his May batting average up to 239. June, he was 306. So he's just starting to heat up. Obviously, Bryce Harper out. The Phillies need him to perform. So I'm going to say that yesterday was all about Schwarber, and today is going to be all about Reese Hoskins to touch them all.
He does have four home runs his last six games, and I know that off the top of my head, Lundy, because I had him yesterday on Live on the Line, and I looked at the box score. You know, I was hanging out watching some shows on Netflix with a lady last night. And I'm like, oh, 11-0. I bet Hoskins went bananas. Yeah, 0 for 5 with like 3 strikeouts. So
it's chances time, are, it's time.
It's time. And, you know, knowing your track record, maybe you've rubbed off on me of guys that you pick one day and then the following day is when they go for a home run. So maybe that will be the case with your pick to click tonight. Mine has got to be Freddie Freeman of the LA Dodgers taking on the Colorado Rockies there at Chavez Ravine. Freeman going up against Jose Urania, who is a batting practice pitcher, more or less, at this point in his career. Last time we saw him in a significant chunk was with the Tigers a season ago, and he had a 5.96 ERA with a 1.17 home run per nine mark. Freeman, he's got 31 career at-bats against him. He's collected 13 hits, 9 of the extra base variety, and 4 of those 9 extra base hits went for a home run, along with 11 RBI and a 1,500 career OPS. Just silly production for Freddie Freeman against Urania. So that is my pick to click. Lundy's going to go with Reese Hoskins, and let's get to it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, we've got some NFL player props, and I don't know if you saw the big dump that was done over the weekend by DraftKings Sportsbook, but they have a plethora of options available right now. And I put together a nice little cheat spreadsheet for all the quarterback props that are out there on DraftKings. Eventually, I'm going to add some of the other books. And I put together 4 different projection services. So Mike Clay, my buddy Jeff Ratcliffe from SiriusXM, Pro Football Focus, and Fantasy Football Today, sites I generally trust with forecasts. And then I took the aggregate, the average of those 4 projections, and compared them to the lines and to give people an idea of value on the over the under. And you can check that out right now. Again, absolutely free. It's in the same spreadsheet. I post all of my baseball picks, really all my picks in general, at Noisy Huevos. And one of these selections that stood out on the over, and this is not my Bears bias bleeding through here, but Justin Fields on 500.5 rush yards on that over, -110 at DraftKings. So again, using some of the prognosticators out there and what they believe is going to happen with their measurements, Clay's got him at 579. Fantasy Football Today's got him for 631 rush yards. Pro Football Focus, strangely, which is more usually the more aggressive projection service, was the lowest in the total poll at 486, and Ratcliffe had him for 536. I think this is going to be north of 600. I think out of that quattro, the Fantasy Football Today prediction is going to be the closest. You got a new coaching staff. Ball control and running the football is going to be the point of emphasis. They have made this clear as day in a variety of press conferences and in articles coming out of the Sun-Times and The Athletic for some of the beat writers that are out there, those quotes that they're grabbing from Eberflus and this staff. And you're going to see more RPO-based plays, which, you know, if you look at what Fields did from week six on last season, you know, he was a guy, those last six starts, he averaged just north of 51 rush yards per game on right around 7.3 attempts per contest. I think those attempts are going to come up closer to 9 attempts per game. The offensive line, I understand, is a concern. They're in rebuild mode, but he's a big body dude, 6'3", 227 pounds, a little bit smaller version of Josh Allen, but thickly built, can take and absorb some of those body blows. And even if the Bears are not competitive, even if the Bears' offensive line is overly leaky, he will have a number of break-contain opportunities against aggressive pass fronts to chew up real estate on the ground. So fade or follow, Justin Fields over 500.5 rush yards, minus 110 at DraftKings.
Criminally too low.
Yeah,
I think they're off. I'm with you. I think they're off by 20%. I think that he is going to get to the 600 mark. Now, you got to stay healthy, like we say about all the players, because that Bears offensive line, I'm curious. I'll be wondering exactly how well they perform, because if they get him killed, it's going to be really hard to get to 500.
Well, sure, yeah.
Which could wind up happening. So I think he is going to wind up scrambling for his life a bit, but I just think this is way too low. I think Fields could miss a game or two and still hit this number.
Agreed.
So I'm with you, and don't ever say that your Bears bias doesn't show through, because it shows through on a daily basis.
And this is why I drink.
Number four.
All right, moving on to tonight's Major League Baseball action, and I'm going to kick things off here with a two-leg hit parlay. Give me the gritty of Los Angeles, Justin Turner, to register a hit, and Alejandro Kirk, a favorite here of the Faith and Noise podcast, also to get a hit. He's taking on the Oakland A's and James Capriellen, the starter of that Oakland franchise. Both those guys find green grass. You're going to plus 103 at FanDuel Sportsbook. Let me give you some background on why I'm high on both of these players tonight. Justin Turner specifically, 8 for his last 14. So a guy that has caught fire. And he has got a .333 batting average against Colorado. I mentioned it's Jose Urania and that 5.96 ERA that we saw last season with Detroit. He was milling about and wasting away in AAA. This is a spot start, and he is going to get pummeled. I have no doubts about it. So Turner, hopefully, like Freddie Freeman, will be able to do some damage against the punching bag pitcher that is Urania of the Rockies. And then Alejandro Kirk, all he does is rake at the dish. He has registered a hit in 11 of his last 14 games. And Capriellen, as I mentioned, a pitcher who has struggled and struggled mightily there by the Bay with a 5.43 ERA. So Lundy, fade or follow, Justin Turner gets a hit. Match that together with Alejandro Kirk getting a hit. You get it at plus odds, plus 103 at FanDuel Sportsbook.
Take anybody against the Rockies, okay? Just like, you should say, honestly, there's probably, and I did not get a chance to do it this morning, there is probably a great same game parlay that you could put together tonight.
Yes, good call.
Of Dodgers hitters. Because this is a game that is ripe for LA to wax, not only because of the starter, but I don't think that he's going to last very long. Now you get into the middle relief, you get into the bullpen, which is going to be a struggle point for the Rockies. This is one of those that I love. Turner. Kirk has been, you know, Kirk's been raking, so I'm all about that one. But I'm going back to Turner just because, if you can, folks, go take a look at the Rockies-Dodgers game. It's the latest one tonight, so you got plenty of time to be able to do it. Go put together a one-game parlay. Go grab like 3, maybe even 4 dudes to get hits. And just go simple with it. Don't go yard. Don't do anything like that. Just do guys to get hits, because with the way the Rockies are going right now, the Dodgers should be able to do it. And if for S's and G's, you want to throw in like C.J. Crone, go right ahead.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with it. I think you're 100% right, or maybe like Trey Turner.
Yes.
You just want to load up on all Dodgers. That's the way to go. Just piggybacking what Lundy said, Rockies bullpen, third worst in Major League Baseball with a 4.74 ERA.
Number three.
All right, Lundy, early bird gets the worm. We got a number of matinee specials today in Major League Baseball, and that is the first leg of this two-leg alt total runs parlay. And I've been enjoying the success I've had with these. If you watch on Live on the Line, if you've been following the selections in the spreadsheet, these have been largely profitable. So let's do this two-legger on the front end. And this is the early one because you got, I think it's like an 11:20 a.m. Mountain Time and where I'm at right now. So 1:20 p.m. Eastern Time start between Cleveland and Detroit in the Motor City. Give me the under on 9.5. And I'm going to match that with the Southsiders, the Chicago White Sox, taking on the Twins on the under 10.5. And maybe we're going to see another impossible 8-5, which was the first time ever in Major League Baseball for a triple play for Byron Buxton in the idiotic base running of the Chicago White Sox we saw earlier this week. But anyway, just giving you some details on that front end. It's Shane Bieber going up against Michael Pineda, who missed about 6 weeks due to injury, but does have a start underneath the belt for Detroit. Last time out on July 1st in his return, 5 innings pitched, respectable 3 earned runs against Kansas City. He's got a 3.62 ERA on the season. And then you know I got the Bieber fever at all times. Outstanding K per nine, though the velocity's been down ever so slightly this season, but still a 2.51 ERA. Over 57 1/3 innings pitch on the road, and he's faced Detroit not once but twice this season. 15 innings pitch combined in those two turns and just 3 earned runs. And we know the Tigers, though they have improved because of Riley Green's presence, a guy that's just been throttling the opposition in his rookie season and just recently called up for the Tigers. They've been scoring more runs here of late, but still dead last in Major League Baseball in runs per nine. So they need under hits there. And then looking at the Twins and White Sox, you got Joe Ryan and Lance Lynn. Joe Ryan, a magnificent 2.67 road ERA this season and just a 35.7 hard hit rate on the year. And Lance Lynn, he's been building his way up. And I'm going to have more on him in bonus time a little bit later on. But a player who in his last couple of games has gone at least 6 innings, and he's got a 22-5 strikeout-to-walk split over 22 innings pitched coming back from injury a handful of weeks ago. So, again, Cleveland-Detroit under 9.5. Minnesota and Chicago, the Southsiders version, under 10.5. Put those two together at DraftKings, plus 113. Lundy, fade or follow?
I don't like this one. I don't know why. I traditionally
do not like these alt run totals that I throw out
And I think part of it is maybe unders are boring, Brad. I want runs, right? I mean, that's where we have fun as bettors. You get into the player props. I need runs. I need hits. I need stuff to happen. I don't need an under to hit. I need an over to be able to hit. That's the sort of thing that I'm looking for. I do agree with Bieber. I sit back with this one. If I take both of these games, since they're both in the afternoon, maybe it's a little warm, maybe things are going right. You know, the beers are flowing in the afternoon. Cause remember, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. If you take both of these games and alt line overs, all right, so maybe we middle this like we talked about on the last episode.
Take it down if like 6.5 maybe?
Yes. If I take both games at 6.5, it's a plus 107.
Interesting.
Do you think you can get some runs out of it? Because I think you can. I think there's going to be runs in the Minnesota White Sox game. That's the reason your alt line is up into double digits, right? You're sitting at 10.5 because there's got to be some runs in that game. It's just a matter of if they get over that alt line of 10.5 that you're talking about. Cleveland and Detroit's a little bit of a question for me, but that Minnesota White Sox game, South Side afternoon. So if we could middle this, you could wind up being right, and so could I. If I do alt line it at over 6.5 on each one at a plus 107, I did that at DraftKings.
Oh, Lundy, always chasing the overs, but I'm going to stick.
I want
my
runs.
Under play here. Regardless, we're both drinking during the day. Stick around for my top plays in tonight's Major League Baseball slate plus bonus time on the Diamond.
Number two.
All right, Lundy, let's get after it here. My top two plays in the first of that two-legger. Ryan Mountcastle, the most portentous name in Major League Baseball? I think it is. Over 1.5 total bases against the Texas Rangers at plus 120 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, you look at what Mount Up has done the last 30 days. 311 batting average with 19 extra base hits and 10 multi-hit performances. Very quietly putting together a terrific season. He is top 10 right now, according to Baseball Savant, and barrel percentage at 16.3, and top 10 as well in exit velocity among qualifying hitters at 93.0 miles per hour. So, guy, when he applies bat to ball, it's usually a rocket, really jumps off the lumber. And he's going up against the Rangers and Glenn Otto, and it's an automatic to fade him. Otto on the season, a 5.63 ERA, a 41.2 hard hit percentage allowed. And I know it's a sample size and it's an itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny one, but Mountcastle 2-for-3 lifetime against the Rangers starter. So, mount up, Lundy. Are you with me on this one? Ryan Mountcastle over 1.5 total bases. He, of course, plays for Baltimore, taking on Texas at home, plus 120 at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yes, this is my favorite. This is my favorite out of the Fade 5 today. All the bets that you decided to throw out there, this is the one I like. I'll take this guy on the total bases as long as his sinuses are okay. Did you see that there were questions about his sinuses?
Well, he was off yesterday, but a game was like 9-9, went to extra innings, and he did get in for a pinch hit bat. Went over, but I think he just had the day off. So, you know, hopefully he drank a gallon of NyQuil. Be able to shake this thing off, because it is a night game tonight in the Charm City, and ultimately will be able to go out there and perform it as well.
All right,
so
just,
I ain't too
just
worried.
You know, blow your nose, get one of those.
Get the snot out of it.
Yeah, well, one of those, you know, the weird things that they do the infomercials
for?
Oh,
the Navage.
Yes, that thing that's like a it's like
pot.
A suction. Yeah, it's basically a fancy neti pot. That's exactly right. As long as he's got one of those, just kind of clear out the sinuses, make everything good. I know allergy season sucks, dude, but suck it up. Get out there and get us a couple of bases, would you?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Work that Navage.
Number one.
All right, Lenny, my top play of the day, Christian Javier of the Houston Astros to get a W, record a win against the Kansas City Royals at home. That's a plus odds, plus 115 at DraftKings Sportsbook. This, to me, is an extraordinary value because the money line right now at DraftKings for Houston to win this game straight up, minus 275. So if it's juiced that heavily, just take Javier to get the W. He has been otherworldly here the last three starts in which he won each of those starts. He's got 32 strikeouts in his last three turns of the rotation. His ERA is now dipped to 2.58 on the year with a 12.127 K per nine. Outstanding with a 13.7 swinging strike rate. Now, he is a fly ball extreme pitcher. 59.3% of the contact made against him is of the aerial variety. But a lot of those are pop-ups, easily manageable in this outfield with the defenders and a plus defense of that supporting him. And you look at Kansas City. I know they brought up some hotshot prospects. The future is bright for this franchise in general, but the young Royals, far from princes, more paupers when it comes to scoring runs. Number 27 in Major League Baseball and runs per nine at 3.91. So, fade or follow, Christian Javier. I think he goes deep into this game, piles up the K's, and gets the W. And if he does do that, that last point I made, plus 115 at DraftKings.
I agree. He can stay out there. He can be an innings eater for them. I like this one a lot. Not as much as I like the last one. Not as much as I like Mountcastle.
You like the salacious name, yes, and you know the illusion that Mountcastle does things with his body.
Well, it is, as you pointed out, it is a porn-tastic name. that is definitely true. So I will say yes to this one. Get the W and roll forward with a very nice baseball slate today. I mean, I know you and I disagreed on the alt lines, but that's just because I want runs. I want scoreboard. I want 11-0, like what we saw, at a Philly in Washington yesterday. Give me runs, damn it.
Yeah, well, hopefully we will not get the negative runs, but just runs in the box score overall. It's bonus time! Give me some more runs, Lundy. What do you got?
Let's do a three-leg hit prop, shall we? Going through the day today, and this goes back to what you and I were discussing before about the idea of trying to make sure that we have the day games covered. So yep. We want to reward the people that managed to decide to join us a little bit early, you know, listen to the podcast early. This is really what you should roll out of bed and do basically every day. Is the first thing you should do. Forget brushing your teeth. Just make sure that you're with us for the podcast. Let me go here. Let's go three-leg hit props. Just need a hit out of each of these guys. Jonathan Shoup, he's got a 292 average against Mr. Justin Bieber. Give me Colton Wong in the Cubs and Milwaukee game. And then let's roll to Minnesota and the White Sox, because I know that you were big on this one. And I will take Luis Robert. And if we put all of those together, Brad, plus 235.
Ooh, wow, that's sexy. Okay. I tell you what, since you're going to throw out one north of plus 200, I might as well match the
Yes, come on. Let's get crazy. We all survived the weekend and we still have our fingers.
Some of us speak differently right now. I don't have a whole lot of brain cells either. Let's go with the Mets, 4+ runs at Cincinnati. Baltimore, again, who I think is really going to accumulate the runs, 4+ runs against Texas. And Toronto, 4+ runs against the A's. That's plus 217 at BetMGM. The Mets taking on Cincinnati down there in the Queen City, and Graham Ashcraft, who's given up 19 earned runs in his last four starts. The Metropolitans averaging 4.64 runs per game on the road this season. Baltimore, I mentioned, going up against Glenn Otto in that 5+ ERA. They're averaging 4.81 runs per game since June 1st. And then meanwhile, Toronto, uncharacteristically, they have been under 4 runs in 4 of their last 5. But they're still number 8 in Major League Baseball in runs per 9. And James Capriellen with that 5.43 ERA. So that's why I like it there. Pinkies out, please. Dansby Swanson, I believe, gets an RBI. Oh, take me, Dansby. Take me. Against St. Louis, plus 130 are the odds there. He's 3-for-8 lifetime with a home run against Miles Mikolas, who's going to be taking the mound for the Cards. He's got a 2.63 ERA, but look at what Swanson Dansby has done here in the last month. 351 batting average, 8 dingers with 23 RBI. That's a 1,015 OPS. So I think he knocks one in, and what could be a higher scoring affair than people believe, at least on the surface. Elsewhere, Corbin Burns. He gets over 8.5 strikeouts at plus 100 at DraftKings against my Cubbies. He went 4 Ks and 10 Ks in 2 turns of the rotation against the Northsiders this season. He's got 9+ Ks in 6 to 16 starts, but he's got one of the best swinging strike rates at 16.1% of any pitcher in Major League Baseball. Cubs 12th highest K percentage in the bigs here over the last 30 days. I think he gets a double figures today. And then the last one for me, Lance Lynn, over 17.5 outs against those Twinkies. Now, Lundy believes there's going to be runs scored in this game. That's why he's like, hey, you know, tack on more with the alt run total. But I think Lynn pitches at least 6 innings. He's gone 6 6.2 in his last 2 turns against the Orioles and the Giants. Pitch count has been extended, where he's usually in the 101 to 110 range. And as long as he doesn't pile up the free passes, I think he'll get through 6 innings and cash us a ticket. That's minus 120 at DraftKings. And that is a wrap on this ultra-loaded edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Check me out there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast, would you kindly. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.